Cannabis, it's merely a plant, a wild weed, but it produces a range of effects that is unmatched. For some, it's a blissful release.
It is nice. It is so nice. It is nicer than nice. You know, it's... I don't know if I can say this on the camera, but it's almost as nice as sex.
While for others, it's something that seems to have unravelled their minds and emptied their lives.
I'm an addict, and I loathe myself, I really do. I'm ruled by it, I'm ruled, and I don't think it'll ever stop until I'm dead.
I hear the voice of a girl I used to know. Sometimes she's told me to commit suicide and things, but I tend to just ignore that.
In this film, I want to get to the bottom of this conflict by asking the most basic questions about cannabis. Can it really cause schizophrenia?
The vulnerable group are children under the age of 15, receiving high doses or concentrations of THC repeatedly.
Can it lead you to take harder drugs?
You don't have enduring biological changes that occur because of the cannabis exposure.
Or could cannabis even be good for you?
With all the sort of tremendous publicity around the link with cannabis smoking and the potential of increasing the risk of psychosis, here we have a component of the plant which itself is antipsychotic.
The science is so often obscured by opinion, but what does the latest research reveal about the world's favourite drug?